Campus Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, forecast for today, sunny and warm, high temperatures near 89 degrees. It's 6 o'clock.
Apple's action comes shortly after Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed the app is designed to put ICE agents at risk just for doing their jobs. The developer of IceBlock says the intention was not to harm law enforcement, but to serve as an early warning system. Since January, the number of ICE arrests has risen sharply, with triple the number of arrests in some states compared to last year. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Kansas says he lost his job because of a disagreement over a historic sword. As Zane Irwin reports, President Trump's administration wanted to use the sword as a gift.
Todd Arrington took the helm of the Presidential Library in Abilene just over a year ago. But this week, Arrington said he was told he had to resign or be fired. That's after he refused to let the administration give away one of the swords in the collection to King Charles III. Arrington says he helped find a different gift to give to the king on Trump's latest visit to the United Kingdom. Nevertheless, he's now without a job or an idea of what went wrong.
We're federal employees. We're following the law that says when you accept a museum artifact as part of your collection, you can't give it away then to somebody else.
The White House and the National Archives said they could not comment due to the ongoing government shutdown. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he might go back to court to force Governor Laura Kelly to give the federal government the personal information of Kansans who receive food assistance. The USDA has demanded that information if Kansas wants federal money for funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly has refused, saying the request is unconstitutional and illegal. A Kansas judge recently dismissed a lawsuit Kobach filed against Kelly over her refusal to turn over the information. The governor is a Democrat, the attorney general a Republican. KSN reports Kobach is considering another lawsuit at a future date. Black Hills Energy and three of its subsidiaries have agreed to pay more than $300,000 to settle a complaint over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protections Act. The Kansas Attorney General's office accused the energy company of sharing consumer-sensitive data with third parties without their knowledge or consent. Under the agreement, the company will pay the Attorney General's office $325,000 for consumer protection enforcement and reimbursement of expenses associated with the investigation. KSNT reports Black Hills Energy does not admit to the allegations put forward as part of the agreement. A new report from the Pew Research Center says Kansas ranks as the 10th most religious state in the nation. But the number of Kansans who are not affiliated with any religion has doubled since 2007. The report says 38% of Kansans consider themselves highly religious. But the Kansas Reflector reports the number of non-religious Kansans has grown from 14% in 2007 to 28% today. Nationwide, the most religious state was Mississippi, the least Vermont. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies. Highs this afternoon near 89 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 63. Topeka clear and 64 at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Back is coming in a bit. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, museums usually keep art behind glass or tucked in storage. But One Lawrence Museum lets people get closer.
For somebody who's really, really interested in studying a work, being able to see it close up can really encourage a different kind of close looking.
A trip to Open Fridays at the Spencer Museum. That's in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for your Friday, sunny and hot. High temperatures this afternoon near 89 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 65. Outlook for the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies 63. Topeka, clear skies and 64 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, for the first time, a woman is chosen to lead the Anglican Church worldwide. After the Manchester murders, what can be done to prevent more synagogue attacks? And that new album is out.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 21 minutes after 6.
It is 21 minutes after 6. And now I'm driving this bus called Kansas Public Radio. Good morning,
community, by supporting the call that number now or go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and make a difference. That is exactly what you will do when you make that pledge. You're making a big difference for everyone who listens to KPR.
And my
Daniel Day-Lewis has not been living alone in the woods for 20 years, but his newest character has. The actor unretired to star in his son's debut feature film.
I thought, I wonder if we can cook something up just for the pure pleasure of working together.
I'm Elsa Chang. Father and son talk about their film, Anemone, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, forecast for today, sunny with a high near 89 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Saying this is justification for recent military strikes on boats in the Caribbean that killed several people. It says the boats were carrying drugs. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
It says the president is taking action under his Article 2 powers as commander-in-chief and in self-defense. That we have heard from the administration before. What's interesting here is that it says the president has determined the cartels are non-state armed groups, that the U.S. is in a non-international armed conflict with them, and that the Pentagon is conducting operations against them under the laws of armed conflict.
The administration has not provided any evidence of his assertions that the boats were transporting drugs. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Abilene, Kansas, said Thursday he was forced to resign over a disagreement with President Trump's administration. Todd Arrington says he was ousted after he refused to give the administration a sword from the museum's collection that Trump wanted to give to King Charles III as a gift. Arrington says he helped federal officials find a different item to give the king on Trump's latest trip to the United Kingdom.
I was obviously shocked and saddened and heartbroken. I have almost 30 years of government service. I've never had a bad mark against me.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the White House and the National Archives said they could not comment. A second day of raids on Kansas stores allegedly selling illegal marijuana and THC products took place Thursday. The raids are being conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 10 stores were raided on Wednesday. Another 5 were targeted yesterday. KAKE reports the raids have left some store owners and customers confused and scared. The owners of stores that sell only legal products worry they will be caught up in the sweep. While Kansas lawmakers struggle to come up with solutions to the state's shortage of nurses, hospital administrators are warning against moving patients from state hospitals to community hospitals. The shortage of nurses in the state's psychiatric hospitals is so severe that the state is paying contractors $60 million a year just to keep them staffed. One solution would be to move some patients into community hospitals, but the Kansas Hospital Association says those hospitals are not equipped to receive those patients. WIBW-TV reports a recent survey found 80% of community hospitals lacked adequate facilities for treating patients with mental or behavioral health issues. A legendary Kansas cross-country coach has come out of retirement. Jim Helmer coached runners at Southwestern College to 31 straight men's Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference cross-country championships before calling it quits 11 years ago. But when Winfield High School needed a cross-country coach this fall, Helmer came to the rescue. Helmer is a member of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high near 89. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. It's 634.
Support for NPR.
And we'll send you one in the mail. Our number is 888-577-5268. You can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And if you're not quite the reader at the moment, but you are a crafter, we also still have some of Ty Edwards' beautiful KPR embroidery kits. Now, if you know Ty, she is a busy woman, but somehow she manages to write those books and drive around Kansas and still come together with a KPR embroidery kit, which she says she likes to do while she listens to KPR. But I bet if she also had enough time, she would be calling 888-577-5268. There's money just literally sitting on the table waiting to be doubled. Someone could make a difference before their day even starts if they took 5 seconds to call right now or go to kpr.org. They could be a hero by 7 a.m.
One slight correction. Ty Edwards only contributes via the KPR app. I don't even think she uses the phone, really.
She's a millennial, but I'm a fan of the app, too. Oh. Even in Alaska, I listen to the KPR app. That's addiction.
If you have an internet connection, you can listen to KPR anywhere in the world. You're listening right now, so why not support the station that brings you so much every day? Our number is 888-577-5268 or pledge on the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Every Friday, visitors to the Spencer Museum of Art in Lawrence can request to see tens of thousands of works of art that are not currently on view. KCUR's Julie Denechet took a trip there to see a few of the hidden treasures on offer.
On a recent Friday, about a dozen artists shared with an artist who wanted to see examples of handmade paper.
There's a lot of references to winter, then warming and growing and bursting at the end. But, yeah, ooh, really special.
Making those connections with the art under her care is why Meyer loves Open Fridays.
A day like this is special because of who has come and what they wanted to see and the conversation that takes place between people and art. Because the art is speaking, too. It's just in a different way.
For now, the prints will be tucked away until the next time a visitor requests a special viewing. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denechet.
That story comes to us from KCUR in Kansas City by the Kansas News Service. You'll find more stories like this on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Have you heard about the dollar-for-dollar match happening right now at Kansas Public Radio? Well, it is, and our number 7-5268. It's a minute before 7 o'clock and a perfect time to call us here at Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. We're hoping to hear from you this morning as we wrap up Fall Fanfare 2025, our fall membership drive. One of our staffers is taking a pledge right now, Amber Nickel, but we have phone lines open and available for you too. So call 888-577-5268. It is 7 o'clock, clear skies 62 at KU. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning. It's the first Friday of the month when the government normally would give a jobs report.
Noting, among other things, abusive behavior towards his ex-girlfriends. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in New York.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this morning. Dow futures are up about 0.2%. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Kansas says he lost his job because of a disagreement over a historic sword. As Zane Irwin reports, President Trump's administration wanted to give the sword away.
Todd Arrington took the helm of the Presidential Library in Abilene just over a year ago. But this week, Arrington said he was told he had to resign or be fired. That's after he refused to let the administration give away one of the swords in the collection to King Charles III. Arrington says he helped find a different gift to give to the king on Trump's latest visit to the United Kingdom. Nevertheless, he's now without a job or an idea of what went wrong.
We're federal employees. We're following the law that says when you accept a museum artifact as part of your collection, you can't give it away then to somebody else.
The White House and the National Archives said they could not comment due to the ongoing government shutdown. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Black Hills Energy and three of its subsidiaries have agreed to pay more than $300,000 to settle a complaint over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protections Act. The Kansas Attorney General's office accused the energy company of sharing consumers' sensitive data with third parties without their knowledge or consent. Under the agreement, the companies will pay the Attorney General's office $325,000 for consumer protection enforcement and reimbursement of expenses associated with the investigation. KSNT reports Black Hills Energy does not admit to the allegations put forward as part of the agreement. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he might go back to court to force Governor Laura Kelly to give the federal government the personal information of Kansans who receive food assistance. The USDA has demanded that information if Kansas wants federal money for funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly has refused, saying the request is unconstitutional and illegal. A Kansas judge recently dismissed a lawsuit Kobach filed against Kelly over her refusal to turn over the information. The governor is a Democrat, the attorney general a Republican. KSN reports Kobach is considering another lawsuit, quote, at a future date. A new report from the Pew Research Center ranks Kansas as the 10th most religious state in the nation. But the number of Kansans who are not affiliated with any religion has doubled since 2007. The report says 38% of Kansans consider themselves highly religious, but the Kansas Reflector reports the number of non-religious Kansans has grown from 14% to 28% since 2007. Nationwide, the most religious state was Mississippi, the least Vermont. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, unseasonably warm, about 15 degrees above average with a high temperature near 89 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 62 degrees. Topeka clear, 63 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes
to the Energy Department. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
from the University of Kansas. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, museums usually keep art behind glass or tucked in storage, but one Lawrence museum lets people get a little closer.
For somebody who's really, really interested in studying a work, being able to see it close up can really encourage a different kind of close looking.
A trip to Open Fridays at the Spencer Museum coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition. KPR would like to thank Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe for providing breakfast during our membership drive, serving homemade bread, pastries, and sandwiches at 9th and Vermont in downtown Lawrence. Thank you, Wheatfields. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. These are temperatures about 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Right now, Lawrence, clear skies 62. Topeka, clear skies 63 degrees. Manhattan, clear and 64.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC News Hour. Coming up today, for the first time, a woman has chosen to lead the Anglican Church worldwide. After the Manchester murders, what can be done to prevent more synagogue attacks? And that new album is out.
The BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. The time is 7:21.
And top of the morning to you. I'm Jay Schaefer. This is Kansas Public Radio, and we're trying to wind down Fall Fanfare 2025. Pledge 888-577-5268. We've had a number of people step forward so far this morning. Rebecca Krieger of Olathe is bumping up her sustaining membership. We thank you for upgrading yourself out of Olathe, Rebecca Krieger. Also, Gregory Berger. I bet that's someone you know, Elizabeth. Gregory Berger has checked in from Lecompton and says, I want to make this contribution to KPR in honor of Chico and Tater Tots, both English bulldogs who apparently like to listen to Morning Edition.
They are very informed listeners, for sure. And I know that when we talk pets, the pledges start pouring in, so you've got about a minute. Look at your pet. Are they an informed citizen? Do they love to hear KPR? They do not have opposable thumbs. You'll need to do it for them. KansasPublicRadio.org. Or, if you still like to talk on the phone to a live person, 888-577-5268, and we still have some dollars on the table to match. Stretch that dollar right now. Call. We still have a potpourri of challenge dollars that we would love to give away before the end of this break.
It's a dollar-for-dollar match. It's happening right now. There's about $6,000 of funds left in the pool of matching funds. Those funds are made possible by the Letourneau Family Fund in Topeka, a retired teacher in Manhattan who wants to be anonymous, and Dr. Brock Kretzinger, a member of the KPR Advisory Board. Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger of Emporia have contributed to this fund as well. Again, $6,000 left of matching funds in the pool. You can access those funds right now.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Wait, Don't Tell Me. You're killing it.
I hope we're killing it. Continue to kill it with us this morning at Kansas Public Radio. We're hoping to hear from you on this Friday morning, the last day of our fall membership drive. Our website is kansaspublicradio.org. You can pledge there. You can pledge on the KPR app. You can also call this number, 888-577-5268. It's 7:30, news time.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Republican-led Senate is voting a fourth time today on dueling partisan stopgap bills to reopen the government. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the bills are expected to fail again, extending the shutdown into next week.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune hopes the repeated votes will pressure Democrats to help the GOP. But if they don't, Thune warns the Trump administration could make good on plans for massive layoffs of federal workers.
Anytime you're in this situation, you have to manage a shutdown. Decisions have to be made about what to prioritize, where you're going to spend money.
Denmark's Defense Intelligence Service says Russia is planning incidents against European armed forces. It wants to create insecurity and discord between allies to stop support for Ukraine. The assessment comes amid more drone disruptions of European airspace, including one last night in Munich that forced the delay or cancellation of dozens of flights. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Abilene, Kansas, said Thursday he was forced to resign over a disagreement with President Trump's administration. Todd Arrington says he was ousted after he refused to give the administration a sword from the museum's collection for Trump to gift to King Charles. Arrington says he helped federal officials find a different item to give the king on Trump's latest trip to the United Kingdom.
I was obviously shocked and saddened and heartbroken. I have almost 30 years of government service. I've never had a bad mark against me.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the White House and the National Archives said they could not comment. A second day of raids on Kansas stores allegedly selling illegal marijuana and THC products took place Thursday. The raids are being conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 10 stores were raided on Wednesday. Another 5 were targeted yesterday. KAKE reports the raids have left store owners and customers confused and scared. The owners of stores that sell only legal products worry they will be caught up in the sweep. While Kansas lawmakers struggle to come up with a solution to the state's shortage of nurses, hospital administrators are warning against moving patients from state hospitals to community hospitals. The shortage of nurses in the state's psychiatric hospitals is so severe that the state is paying contractors $60 million a year just to keep them staffed. One solution would be to move some patients into community hospitals, but the Kansas Hospital Association says those hospitals are not equipped to receive those patients. A legendary Kansas cross-country coach has come out of retirement. Jim Helmer coached runners at Southwestern College to 31 straight men's Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference cross-country championships before calling it quits 11 years ago. But when Winfield High School needed a cross-country coach this fall, Helmer came to the rescue. Helmer told KSN he was happy to help out, though he joked he'd had to update his resume for the first time in 50 years. Weather for today, sunny skies, high temperatures about 15 degrees above normal, around 89 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from
foundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny, still warm slash hot, high temperatures this afternoon. Near 89 degrees, that's about 15 degrees above average for this time of year. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 65. Outlook for the weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Every Friday, visitors to the Spencer Museum of Arts in Lawrence can request to see tens of thousands of works of art that are not currently on view. KCUR's Julie Denichet took a trip there to see a few of the hidden treasures on offer.
On a recent Friday, about a dozen art I've planned. Meyer was eager to share it with an artist who wanted to see examples of handmade paper.
There's a lot of references to winter, then warming and growing and bursting at the end. But yeah, ooh, really special.
Making those connections with the art under her care is why Meyer loves Open Fridays.
A day like this is special because of who has come and what they wanted to see and the conversation that takes place between people and art. Because the art is speaking too, it's just in a different way.
For now, the prints will be tucked away until the next time a visitor requests a special viewing. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
That story comes to us from KCUR in Kansas City via the Kansas News Service. You'll find more stories like it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
The place to find NPR News and so much more. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday morning. October Music Academy, just one of the contestants in the KPR Community Spotlight. You'll hear the KPR Community Spotlight every month on this station, Kansas Public Radio. Won't you support it now with a pledge? Please call us at KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. We're hoping to hear from you this morning. Elizabeth Berger's parents have called in from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. What about you and your parents? Can they pick up the phone and make a pledge to support public radio? It's more important now, more than ever. 888-577-5268. Or pledge safely and securely on the KPR website at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. The federal government shutdown is in its third.
Portland, Oregon, criminologists are watching to see whether the crime deterrent effect can hold, especially in places where local leaders and the community may oppose federal intervention. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Sarah Mullally is the new Archbishop of Canterbury. The 63-year-old will lead the 85 million Anglicans around the world as the first woman to lead the church. She also served as the first female bishop of London. Bishop Mullally succeeds Justin Welby, who resigned from the post last November, after a report found he failed to investigate allegations of child sex abuse decades ago at a summer camp. Welby himself wasn't accused of abuse. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Kansas says he lost his job because of a disagreement over a historic sword. As Zane Irwin reports, President Trump's administration wanted to give the sword away.
Todd Arrington took the helm of the Presidential Library in Abilene just over a year ago. But this week, Arrington said he was told he had to resign or be fired. That's after he refused to let the administration give away one of the swords in the collection to King Charles III. Arrington says he helped find a different gift to give to the king on Trump's latest visit to the United Kingdom. Nevertheless, he's now without a job or an idea of what went wrong.
We're federal employees. We're following the law that says when you accept a museum artifact as part of your collection, you can't give it away then to somebody else.
The White House and the National Archives said they could not comment due to the ongoing government shutdown. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Black Hills Energy and three of its subsidiaries have agreed to pay more than $300,000 to settle a complaint over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protections Act. The Kansas Attorney General's office accused the energy company of sharing consumer-sensitive data with third parties without their knowledge or consent. Under the agreement, the company will pay the Attorney General's office $325,000 for consumer protection enforcement and reimbursement of expenses associated with the investigation. KSNT reports Black Hills Energy does not admit to the allegations put forward as part of the agreement. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he might go back to court to force Governor Laura Kelly to give the federal government the personal information of Kansans who receive food assistance. The USDA has demanded that information if Kansas wants federal money for funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly has refused, saying the request is unconstitutional. A Kansas judge recently dismissed a lawsuit Kobach filed against Kelly over her refusal to turn over the information. The governor is a Democrat, the attorney general a Republican. KSN reports Kobach is considering another lawsuit, quote, at a future date. A new report from the Pew Research Center ranks Kansas as the 10th most religious state in the nation. But the number of Kansans who are not affiliated with any religion has doubled since 2007. The report says 38% of Kansans consider themselves highly religious. About 50% say they pray every day. But the Kansas Reflector reports the number of non-religious Kansans has grown from 14% to 28% since 2007. Nationwide, the most religious state was Mississippi. The least religious was Vermont. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 89 degrees, about 15 degrees above normal for this time of year. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. It's 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes
from White House Press Secretary. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hope to have you back sometime.
Thank you.
And Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is coming in a bit. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Also in the next half hour, museums usually keep art behind glass or tucked in storage, but one Lawrence museum lets people get closer.
For somebody who's really, really interested in studying a work, being able to see it close up can really encourage a different kind of close looking.
A trip to Open Fridays at the Spencer Museum coming up on Morning Edition. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show, we'll get things started in the noon hour with a Vivaldi violin concerto. Then we've got some American chamber music for winds and viola and Shostakovich's delightful dances. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. It's 21 minutes after 8.
The perfect time to call us here at Kansas Public Radio and pledge your support. Consider becoming a sustaining member right now. Money this morning, money that's being matched thanks to our pool of matching funds from the Letourneau family, a retired teacher in Manhattan, and Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger of Emporia. The latest news from Kansas Public Radio is straight ahead. We hope you will take this opportunity on this, the last day of the fall membership drive. The very last Morning Edition, we're going to be asking you for money for probably, I don't know, months.
Maybe years if enough people call.
If everyone listening right now called in with a pledge of $10 a month, this fund drive would be over. And it'd probably be over for the next 12 months. But unfortunately, not everyone who listens gives. Can you change that for yourself right now? Make a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org, use the KPR app to donate, or simply make a phone call, 888-577-5268. Elizabeth Berger and I are here. Matthew Algio is preparing the Kansas news headlines. It's all coming up next on Kansas Public Radio. If you're wondering what happened to Daryl Brogdon, well, he got voted off
Pledge Island.
There's Zoom connection problems this morning. He's hunkered down in the underground martini bunker. Hey, it's 8:30. Time for the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's day three of the government shutdown. It's also the first Friday of the month, the day when the Labor Department usually releases its monthly jobs report. But that's now being delayed. NPR's Scott Horsley says this leaves a gap in how the economy is doing.
Job growth has definitely slowed down in recent months. Forecasters thought today's report would show that employers added somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 jobs in September. That would be an improvement from the anemic job gains of the month before, but a big slowdown from September of last year.
With White House Budget Director Russ Vogt said on social media today that Chicago infrastructure projects of $2.1 billion are being put on hold, he says, to ensure funding is not falling via race-based contracting. The hip-hop mogul Sean Combs is to be sentenced by a New York judge today for 5 people across state lines for sexual encounters, including former girlfriends Cassie Ventura and women who testified under the name Jane. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has more.
The jury acquitted Combs of the most serious charges, which were sex trafficking and racketeering, but he was convicted on 2 counts of transportation for prostitution, which basically means he was found guilty of transporting Ventura, Jane, and hired escorts across state lines for the purpose of engaging in commercial sex. Each charge carries a maximum of 10 years, so he could potentially be looking at a total of 2 decades in prison.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library in Abilene, Kansas, said Thursday he was forced to resign over a disagreement with President Trump's administration. Todd Arrington says he was ousted after he refused to give the administration a sword from the museum's collection for Trump to gift to King Charles III. Arrington says he helped federal officials find a different item to give the king on Trump's latest trip to the United Kingdom.
I was obviously shocked and saddened and heartbroken. I have almost 30 years of government service. I've never had a bad mark against me.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the White House and the National Archives said they could not comment. A second day of raids on Kansas stores allegedly selling illegal marijuana and THC products took place Thursday. The raids are being conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 10 stores were raided on Wednesday. Another 5 were targeted yesterday. KAKE reports the raids have left store owners and customers confused and scared. The owners of stores that sell only legal products worry they will be caught up in the sweep. While Kansas lawmakers struggle to come up with solutions to the state shortage of nurses, hospital administrators are warning against moving patients from state hospitals to community hospitals. The shortage of nurses in the state's psychiatric hospitals is so severe that the state is paying contractors $60 million a year just to keep them staffed. One solution would be to move some patients into community hospitals, but the Kansas Hospital Association says those hospitals are not equipped to receive those patients. A legendary Kansas cross-country coach has come out of retirement. Jim Helmer coached the runners at Southwestern College to 31 straight men's Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference cross-country championships before calling it quits 11 years ago. But when Winfield High School needed a cross-country coach this fall, Helmer came to the rescue. Helmer told KSN he was happy to help out, though he joked he'd had to update his resume for the first time in 50 years. Weather forecast for today, sunny, above normal temperatures, highs this afternoon around 89 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86 degrees, sunny with a high. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87.
Support for any...
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 15 minutes after the news from NPR, the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 89 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Looking ahead to the weekend, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny 66. Topeka, sunny 67. Manhattan, sunny and 68 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clarke and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Every Friday, visitors to the Spencer Museum of Art in Lawrence can request to see tens of thousands of works of art that are not currently on view. KCUR's Julie Deneche took a trip there to see a few of the hidden treasures on offer.
On a recent Friday, about a dozen who wanted to see examples of handmade paper.
There's a lot of references to winter, then warming and growing and bursting at the end. But yeah, ooh, really special.
Making those connections with the art under her care is why Meyer loves Open Fridays.
A day like this is special because of who has come and what they wanted to see and the conversation that takes place between people and art. Because the art is speaking too, it's just in a different way.
For now, the prints will be tucked away until the next time a visitor requests a special viewing. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.
That story comes to us from KCUR in Kansas City via the Kansas News Service. You'll find more stories like this at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard, October 8th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
KPR would like to thank Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe for providing breakfast during our fall membership.